This is not the next session in our ongoing Steam, Steel, and Murder Mysteries. Rather, this is a Dresden Files one-shot that was played back in February. And it was ran by Nick. Sharon, Joshua, and myself were the players. This is the complete one-shot in one file. Next week, we'll have more of Steam, Steel, and Murder, but for now, enjoy this Dresden Files one-shot.
Hello.
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 Is Richard joining us?
I thought he would was, but I didn't see him pop up, and I haven't seen him on actually in a few days. And I only have a limited amount of time. We're gonna get this done in one session. One session. So
okay.
If he does show up,
group is capable of that.
Yes, it is. We have finished one shots in one session.
It has happened. Rarely, but it has happened.
So, we will strive to get this done. All right. Well, as I did state in the thread, just so make sure we're all on the same page. Y'all got a contract in the mail that someone was requiring your particular expertise for a job, and it was going to be in Fairbanks, Alaska. They had given a brief description of what the job would entail, which is that it would be about the recovery of an artifact called the Book of Waves. Your presence would be requested for no longer than a week. And when you sent a acceptance letter back, and this is done by a snail mail, you received $50,000 up front as your deposit fee. All in small, unmarked, unsequenced bills that have been used before, and that you were told to report to an airport. The one of you who was the farthest away was the first one to be picked up, and it was in a private, you were told to go to a private runway, at which a very old World War II cargo plane, unless anyone happens to have specialized lore, or, something like that. It'd be very difficult to tell, which model, transport plane this was. And the interior is actually spectacularly lush. It is in excellent condition. The interior is finely upholstered with a mahogany bar stocked to the brim with the finest cognacs, whiskeys, wines, and scotches. There are a dozen black leather bucket seats, each one very plushly stuffed, and there is a small but well-stocked library in the back corner of the plane, and its selection is mostly occult in origin, but it does contain a few books on philosophy and other social sciences. And eventually, the entire party will be picked up. You are the only passengers in the plane, and the plane does seem to get waved through several lines of security, as you can tell. And your last stop is in Anchorage, Alaska, and it is cold as hell because this is February.
Were we aware it was going to be in Alaska?
Absolutely.
Okay. I assume that I dressed appropriately.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can look intimidating while wearing a woolly jumper.
No. The quick answer to that question is no.
Are we the only people on the plane?
Yes.
All right. Well, what does everybody look like? Let's get over this.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start with you, Bert.
All right. Average height, average build, male. He's got dark black hair that's kept very closely cropped, almost like a crew cut, but not too regs. It's grown out a little bit. Deeply tanned. He's got brilliant green eyes. Currently dressed in all black with a silver shirt and cowboy boots. And he's got a duffel bag. Aviator glasses perched on his forehead.
And then going to Joshua.
Okay, I am playing, if I can recall his name, Benjamin Grimm. And he is a very tall, very muscular, fairly tanned man with relatively short hair. He has very piercing blue eyes and will have a long coat on and several different varieties of firearms strapped to various parts of his body. When you look at him, you feel quite scared.
And then going over to Miss Sharon.
Okay. Female. Average height, average build, fairly good looking, dressed kind of like casual winter hiking wear, only bundled up a little better, and has a duffel with, you see a couple of reference books and a few other things sticking out. Nothing important. Some creature comforts.
All right.
Does this plane have a liquor bar?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It has cognac, whiskey, wine, and scotch.
Right.
Pour myself a scotch. I'll pocket some of the whiskey because it will be useful when we get into the cold.
Good idea.
Well, it's not exactly pocketable. They're in, you know, glass decanters.
Yeah. I am a very big man, thusly I have very large pockets. In fact, the dressing gown I'm wearing now could fit a whiskey bottle in my pocket.
Yes, that, okay.
Well, I will play bartender to people then as I line up a few glasses and say, I don't know about you folk, but I don't really like flying too much. I pour myself a couple fingers full of scotch.
You're wearing aviator goggles, aren't you?
No, aviator glasses. Just, you know, the sunglasses that cops wear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There are the makings of whiskey sour back there?
I look around.
Absolutely.
Right.
Are there the makings of whiskey with more whiskey?
Of course.
Hooray. Cheers.
Cheers. We all got a note in the mail. Did we get anything extra with this? Like, what did it say? Who are we supposed to contact? Leads? Anything?
It said that there would be a team lead on the plane and that he would, let me see. Nope, that's the wrong one. There we go. It said his name would be Tyler Constantine and he would have more information and, to follow his requests and orders, and he will be the team lead on the scene.
I see. And does my thing actually say that I'll be the team lead?
Yes. Yes, okay. It does.
All right.
Well, I suppose. Well, I introduce myself more about what we're doing.
Yes, I introduce myself as Tyler and offer to shake everybody's hand.
Okay. Allie.
Nice to meet you, Allie. That Allie come with the last name?
Reardon.
All right. Go over to the big man, offer the hand.
Mr. Grimm. Pleased to meet you.
Mr. Grimm. Is that like Madonna? Just one word?
No.
It's all right. I put the scotch in your hand.
Thank you. Nice to see you again, miss. Thank you for the help with that vampire. Very helpful.
Oh, that is true. Have we actually all met each other at least once before? Because parts 4 and 5 of our aspect building are to link our characters.
Yes, normally that is the case. In this case, I will say no, simply okay. Because of the nature of the mission.
All right. Well, you two could have. That's fine. All right. Well, seems we got ourselves a nice paycheck and a mission of sorts. If you don't mind, motion everybody to bring their booze over to some seats so we can sit down and enjoy the flight. I sit far away from a window seat.
Yeah. About how long is the flight?
Well, where would you leave off from? Where are we going from?
Well, which one of you? I'm going to say Tyler was in the plane whenever they picked up the first member. So who lives the farthest away from Alaska?
I'm in Virginia.
I'm in New York.
I'll be in New York as well, actually.
Well, then it's a long, long flight. It is about, I think, at least, it's about 18 hours.
Okay. So. I'm going to check out the library.
Yeah, and this is a... before you do, I'd like to get to know the people I'm working with, just so that if things end up happening, the more action persuasion, that we know that our backs are covered and exactly how. Well, I'll start this little conversation off. I said my name's Tyler. Tyler Constantine. Spent a lot of time in the U.S. government, seeing interesting people, killing them. At our government's expense. Completely legal, I swear. I chomp on my cigar that I can't light because I'm in a plane. been on several of these retrieval missions, and that's exactly what this is. How about yourself? I nod over to the big man. What is your name again?
Benjamin Grimm.
Benjamin, Mr. Grimm.
Yes. Two M's. I've not been on one of these missions before, but you may have heard about me. And if you do know anything about the supernatural community, you may have heard of him. He is known as being quite scary and shooting people in the face.
Can I make a lore roll?
Well, all of you are submerged, so yes. If someone wants to be known, they are known.
Okay.
So what do we
well,
know?
Well, I bought a stunt that specifically says I'm known as being a very scary person.
As being a scary person. Is there anything more to the legend of you?
Besides the shooting in the face.
He's very well known for dealing with, shall we say, persuading the, beings that we would not like to act in such an unpleasant manner, persuading them in a highly physical manner to, cease being in existence.
Oh, that's interesting.
He is a monster hunter.
I know the type. Been there myself. Shake hands with you again. And Miss, what was your character's name?
Okay, Allie Reardon.
Allie. Is it Ms. or Miss?
Ms. is fine.
And what are you known for, Miss Reardon?
I'm a professor folklore.
For what institution?
Hudson University.
And have you been on one of these hunting expeditions before, ma'am?
Oh, no, I have not.
All right. Nick, can I say if I had preparation for this, can I have put together a couple of folios?
Absolutely.
All right. So I hand everybody a folio. And, well, as you may or may not know, we're heading to Fairbanks, Alaska. And there we're going to find a man named Malcolm Patton, who has some information on what we're searching for. What we're searching for is a book. Well, a manuscript, to be more precise. I just have a description. I don't have a picture, right?
Yes. No one has a picture.
Okay. Then there's a description written there, just saying. And it's described as a small manuscript bound in an unknown cloth that feels similar to silk, but seems to have a static charge to it. So we have a point of contact as to where this book might have been last. And so when we touch the ground, we're going to be heading for the Aurora Motels to make contact with this guy. Do I have an idea of if this guy's expecting us or not?
One quick second.
Everyone there?
Yes. How is the weather? It's lovely. Lovely this time of year. Alaska, it's snowing and cold and hateful. You know, I looked up and currently where you're headed, they only have 6 hours of sunlight in the middle of February. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing.
No, I'm having flashbacks to the last time I was in Alaska hunting black court vampires.
Well.
So, I'm sorry, does Malcolm know that we're coming?
I suggest him.
You did?
Yes. Do you not see it?
Okay, I see here. But that doesn't tell me if Malcolm knows we're coming.
Yes, that was the one who requested the thing.
Malcolm?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really confused then because... All right, let me type to you.
Okay. So, it's cold in Anchorage when y'all sit down. It's about 10 degrees below zero. And and everything indicates it's going to be cold as all get out. So, yeah.
So once we get there, how far from where we land is this Aurora Motel?
It's a good 30 minutes away.
All right. Is there another hotel near the Aurora, but not too near? Like, you know, a quick walk or car drive away?
There is one that's probably a good 5 minutes car drive away. It is the River's Rest Inn.
What season are we in? Are we have long nights or long days right now?
Oh, long nights. 6 hours. As I said, 6 hours of sunlight. And the high is going to be -20. Mm-hmm. The low is going to be -30. That's Fahrenheit for you, Joshua.
Okay, right, because I was going to say, -30, that is insanely cold.
Well, keep in mind, Fahrenheit and Celsius meet up at -40, so.
It's still insanely cold.
To make this easier, can we have some radio, earbud radios or anything like that?
That depends on, you know, you could have had him.
Yeah.
That really depends on your team.
But, well, I'm going to, if seeing as I've done this sort of thing before, I would like to say that I have them.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I will hand them out to the team so we can stay in communication with one another. Say it's got, you know, normal, like, 1 mile, 2 mile radius, something like that. That's the usual for those things. All right, so yeah, I will get us a hotel, a couple of rooms, well, 3 rooms, I guess, since we don't know how long we're going to be here, just pay for the night.
Yeah.
And see if we can get them adjoining.
Yeah, that could have all been arranged.
All right, no problem. But just I want to do it in the hotel that the contact is not in, just to make that clear.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know that if this guy knows that we're coming or not. My sources just said he has some information. He may be just expecting me. So I'd like, if you wouldn't mind, if you guys would hold out here for a bit, keep your radios around just in case need some help or something comes up.
Will do.
Nope, no problem.
As you hear a cult clicking.
Yes. Feel free to order off the menu. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I'm going to assume that we could not have brought firearms because we had to go to an airport and whether or not...
Private. You went to private airports.
Such thing. You could have private planes. There are no such things as private airports.
In this world, there are.
Okay. Private planes fly off of airports. They don't go
right,
from...
Right. But the small airports that I've been in, they don't have, shall we say, security.
Okay, so this is a pre-9/11 world, then.
Yeah.
So that's true anymore, buddy.
Okay. It's been...
yeah. All right, good but enough, then. I will
don't
have...
to do more to try and remove my weapons from me.
My duffel bag, then, will be also full of my trade implements as well. But going out tonight, I just take something simple, a small handgun. I make sure, if you look at one of my aspects, I'll make sure that I have a fake registration for that gun with the Alaskan authorities. I load up on my, I don't know, fish and game ID with my smiling picture on it. And, yep.
All right.
I will head off to see if I can contact.
Real quick, y'all arrive in Fairbanks, Alaska, with no problem. It is early February, and it is around 4 p.m. when you arrive. The sun has already set, the moon is full, and there's a brilliant aurora borealis that stretches across the sky. While it is very cold outside, it was warmer in Anchorage than here. Anyone who wants to give me a scholarship check can.
Are we mainland?
Yes, you're deep mainland. In mainland.
Okay, yep. It is colder out in the chains. I used to live in Alaska. I love that place. I would like to go back one day.
That's a 6.
Okay.
The scholarship?
Yep. Actually, it should be really, really, really colder here. It should not be as warm as it is here. It's actually in the high teens right now. Oh,
apparently,
son of
I don't know. Yay, it was Richard. Yay.
Hey.
Apparently he was a stowaway, or he came on his own.
Some random guy walks up to us and says, hey, I was the team leader all along.
No, he was always on the plane. We were always at war with Oceania.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I will try and reschedule that leverage game because I still really want to run it.
Yeah, of course. I really want to play it.
So do I.
I wish to corrupt people with the Cortex system.
There's the problem with all these, with Islacon. We all agree to do a one-shot, and then it either doesn't happen or ends up taking a two-shot, and it's just going to drag out for years on the every other 2 weeks that we don't do SSM.
That'll keep us in gaming for a good long time.
Well, as I said, I have some true one-shots ready.
Ah, cool. What games?
Oh, I'll post them in the forums.
Oh, please.
The only games that I know that can do true one-shots that will definitely last only a one-shot is Ninja Burger and Invaders. And I think that's about it. Possibly Time and Temp. The Big and Pretzel
Kicking Historical Ass. That's another pretzel game that will last one session. Fun game.
I have not heard of it. It sounds a lot like Time and Temp.
It is a mishmash of Army of Darkness and your newfangled story games.
Oh, I need to read that.
Yes.
It sounds good.
I've never seen Army of Darkness.
Oh,
that makes two of us.
That is the only one in the series we're seeing. It's like is it number two or number three in the series? Number three, I think.
It's number three, because I remember seeing it in photos as rated R and being told by my mother I couldn't go see it.
Your mother was probably quite right.
Yes,
I remember is that the first two seemed like fairly generic normal movies, and then the third just seemed silly to me. Of course, I've never seen it, so I could be completely wrong.
All right.
Is Richard joining us, or?
That's exactly what I was asking. He didn't mock up a character, so I'm just asking him if he feels like creating one on the fly.
Yeah, that's the nice, easy thing about Dresden.
Yep, you can do something real quick. Yep.
Well, the one thing I don't like about Dresden, they don't have enough mortal stunts.
Oh, yes, they do.
I don't see why they couldn't copy-paste them in...
No. Just read the preface to Mortal Stunts. Basically, it's just like what I do in SSM. Most Mortal Stunts are either swapping one skill for another or getting a +2 to a specific role. And then they give you a few examples of how to do this.
I know, but there's a lot of, like, in Sotsi, there are a ton of very cool and unique stunts. I just want them to be more of the cool, unique ones.
I think that they're trying to make Dresden a bit more balanced, because some of those Sotsi stunts way out there.
Well, the thing about Sotsi is you need to go through the tech tree to get the best ones.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you going
to... Richard ain't filling up for it tonight, so sadly, it will just be you three.
Okay. I doubt this is being recorded, but if it is, damn you, Richard! Recorded. Okay, in that case, damn you, Richard! You have abandoned the Britons in this war, which is currently 3-1.
All right, well...
Alright, so we land just fine.
Yes, you land just fine. The missus of the party realizes that it's way, way too cold for this time of year, and place, given that there's not a local heat sink nearby.
Too
it should
hot.
Be really cold.
Ah, then I will ask, what could cause that? Anybody come across some kind of nasty booger that could do this sort of thing?
If y'all want to give me a lore roll.
Lore.
Okay.
Come on, lore. Okay, I've got a nothing.
Yeah, I got a straight zero as well. I'm clueless. That's why I asked everyone else.
Okay, I got a 5.
You would need to see how wide an area is affected. Depending upon how wide an area is affected depends on how powerful the thing that is causing this is. If it is, in fact, not... Well, it is an unnatural thing, because from what you saw in Anchorage, there was a cold front moving in. There's, you know, the Gulf Stream is way, way down south. So,
well, this is the modern something
weird going on here.
This is modern era, right?
Yep.
So anybody can get a weather band.
Anybody? Yeah, exactly. Anybody bring a laptop if you want to do a little of your research magic there and find out exactly how far this odd weather pattern is going out to. That might give us some leads. I don't know exactly what this book is that we're hunting, but it might cause local weather phenomena, so it might be useful to know.
Okay.
I say as I'm preparing to go out.
I'm gonna look.
Okay. You automatically connect to the internet, and it seems to be localized around this area.
Okay. About how big an area?
Let's say 20, 30 square miles. It's really, really localized.
How does the size relate to power? What's the ratio?
Let's see. How would I say this? It's something very powerful, but not extraordinarily so. It's not something like a Winter Queen. I'm sorry, a Fairy Queen. So a competent wizard could do something like this if he was really, really, really wanting it not to be cold.
And I have met wizards in the past. They will go to those lengths to not be cold.
Generally, no. This is odd.
Well, I have met weird wizards. This is strange.
You do not generally see Moscow 30...
Well, maybe the wizards there want it cold.
Why? They wear robes. It'd be freezing for them.
While I've got the computer open, and Tyler is off gallivanting, I'm going to see if we can find anything online about this book.
Okay.
you can go ahead and give me a give me a scholarship check.
Keep in mind, the book wasn't named. It was just described, unless it was named to you guys. I didn't get a name.
You said Book of Waves, I thought?
Unless it's in your notes, I did not. I just described it.
No, Nick said that.
If it was sent over in mail form real quick. I know I've bandied about that. Anyways, could y'all give me alertness checks just for being in the city?
Well, I will be taking point lookout, watching through the windows.
All right. Will you give me an investigation check to go along with your alertness?
Okay. What, both?
Yeah.
Okay. Alertness and investigation. Okay.
Investigation is what you're searching for. Alertness is just what you might pick up.
That gives me a 5.
Minus one and a plus one.
Right.
Okay. Alertness 3, scholarship 5.
Okay.
I have an investigation of minus 1 and an alertness of plus 4.
Okay. Well, then, all of you will pick this up. As soon as you touch down in this area and you start to feel the warmness of it versus the cold that you were expecting, you feel like there's a, how shall we put it, something very doom-like about this area. Shadows take on strange and threatening forms at the corners of your eyes, and there feels like there's a sense of impending death hanging over your head. For the person who is out gallivanting around, you see very few people on the streets, and the people that you do see seem to have their heads hanging, and they seem to be not acting as quite as normal people would in this region. There seems to be a great deal of tension and sense of doom in the air. If any of you know the doom song, it's almost as if someone's singing it in your ear.
I stopped by a newspaper, one of those little newspaper boxes, and
it
get out.
It says, abnormal heat wave continues.
No, I go through the back and look to see the obituaries. Have a lot of people died recently?
No.
All right. Any other stories of interest that would attract my hunter's eye?
Give me scholarship.
It's only a 1? 2. It's a 2.
2?
Yep.
Nothing that particularly sticks out that seems to be out of the ordinary for a town like this.
Okay. So not a lot of people in the obituaries, not a lot of real estate for sale recently, nothing like that?
No, nothing odd like that.
Rightio. I will continue on to meet this guy.
Okay.
Go up to, well, as I come in, how big of a place is his, the place he's staying? Is this like a motel or a large sized long stay place?
This is a large sized long stay place. There are, individual cabins that are lined around a central, area.
Okay. So it's a lot, then he's got his own.
Yeah.
Is it gated?
The area, no.
Okay. And there's no security out to check my car as I come in or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. I guess the first thing I would have done is rent a car, Nick. Just,
Get that out. Yeah, you actually had an old caddy waiting for you.
Okay, good enough. I want to circle around, before I go to the exact place, just, see if there's anything odd.
All right.
If all the cabins seem to be empty or, anything like that. Yeah, here you go. Let's see, investigation is even, so just a 1.
Okay. No, nothing really that stands out there. The cabins, either show signs of recent occupancy or they have been, they're not dilapidated in any shape or form, nor is there anyone odd hanging around that you can see.
Okay, fair enough. Does the guy have a car parked out in front of his cabin?
Cabin 108? No, it does not have a car.
You're starting to fuzz a little bit to me. Is anyone else hearing this?
Yes.
Just a little. You sound a bit blurry.
Blurry on the edges. So everyone, Nick, can you pause for just a minute to see if,
no,
or am I sounding fuzzy to everyone?
No, my Ethernet cord was poking in and out for some reason.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, I mean, you're understandable anyway. Okay. Well, make sure my gun's ready for use. I'll stick it in the, pull it out of the, holster and put it where it's easier to get a hold of. Hey, I probably got a quick holster thing anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make it so I can get to it easy. Go up to the place. Is there a doorbell?
Yep.
Yeah. ring the doorbell, then step away from the door.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Nothing happens.
All right. Listen for a bit. Are there windows?
Yep.
Any windows open?
The curtains are drawn.
Curtains are drawn on all the windows. Right? Yep. Central heating, or does this thing have a chimney?
Central heating.
Central heating. Okay.
And it has been running, so.
Go over to his car and put my hand on the hood. Has it been started recently?
No, his car is not there.
Oh, there is no car there. Go out to his mailbox. Has it got mail in it?
Just the usual riprap, but nothing.
How much mail is in it?
A
couple of days worth? I can check by the postage.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, it's actually been about 4 days or a little bit more that he's checked his mail.
Okay. Get on my intercom there, or my radio thing then, and, give a head, put it on, you know, group speak and say, I'm at the guy's place now. No one's at home. No car in the garage. Looks like from his mailbox, he hasn't been here for a few days. Look to the right and left. Does he have any neighbors near him? Or is this like, you know, since it's cabin-ish, there's a lot of room between each one?
There's a lot of room between each one.
Okay. I'm going to start going around the back of the house with my gun, I'm hiding it with my body, but I've got it out, and while I'm talking, and just kind of sidle around the side of the house, check out the back. I'm looking around the house now. No signs of foul play yet, but I haven't gotten to the house. Might be you guys want to get out here if you can.
Will do.
And I'll blah you if there's no security and what it all looks like.
All right.
All right. What does the back look like? Is it fenced in or just empty back?
Just an empty back. There's a grill out here.
All right. Look like it's rusted, or has it been used?
It ain't been used in a while.
Is there a back door?
Yeah, absolutely.
All the windows still drawn, though?
Yep.
Okay. I'm waiting for backup.
Okay.
Since they're only a few minutes away, so.
Come on, you don't want to go into the scary, oppressive cabin?
I am a trained military man. I don't go anywhere without backup.
All right, so backup does arrive. It's back to the compartment.
Right. As I'll come around from behind the house, you guys see that I've got a gun out. And I say, the curtains are drawn. I haven't tried to go in yet. Mr. Grimm, if you'll cover me.
Will do. I will pull out a shotgun from under my coat holster.
Mm-hmm. What has less view to other neighbors, front door or back door?
Back door, definitely.
Yeah, well, we'll be going through the back door then. First thing first, is it locked? Just jiggle the handle.
No.
Just jiggle the handle. All right. Turn the handle. Open the door just like half an inch or so, just so that the lock is disengaged. Mm-hmm. Step to the side. Make sure no one's standing directly in front of the door. Push it open.
No one is standing in front of the door. So you don't get shot by the there is no shotgun trap. As soon as you open the door, the first thing that hits you is the absolute stench of this place. It smells like someone has left. Yeah.
Does it smell like someone died by the
chance? It doesn't have the perfume of death and fecal matter. Instead, it smells more like it smells like old food. Food that has been left out for quite some time with no one to attend to it.
It smells like an episode of Hoarders?
Yes. Rather nice. Than an episode of CSI Miami.
All right. Well, I will say, you know, cover me and I'll do the little roll in, come up with my gun out, flashlights turned on, so, you know, it's attached to the gun, sweep it around the room.
It's a simple one-story cabin. Everything's made out of wood, and there is just food littering the ground.
What kind of food? Takeout?
Almost all takeout. There appears to be food to Velma's Diner and pizza boxes.
All right.
And it appears that this guy followed the frat boy / bachelor method of cleaning out stuff. Okay.
Before we start digging into information, I want to make, you know, just clear the house. Make sure that closets are clear, bathroom's clear, that there's no surprises. Look
under
the bed.
Under the bed.
Yeah. Any place someone could hide, check all that out before we start turning anything over.
Yeah, there's no one inside the house besides you, if the lady decided to ever enter.
Yeah, I entered.
Okay. All right.
Does the door have a lock on it?
Yes.
I want to close and lock the door.
Okay.
Does it look like the door had been jimmied at any time?
Nope.
No scratches, nothing like that?
Okay. Nope.
I'm going to check, does electricity work, phone work, etc.?
Yep.
And I'm gonna look for things like, cell phone, laptop, computers, etc. So let's divide up. If Mr. Grimm, if you will observe the scene and see what you can find out from what we have here, Ms. Alley?
Might not be such a good idea, says the person with no investigation.
Well, I don't know that.
Ms. Alley, if you could... Put it in game terms.
I'm don't not think... too observant.
Well, either so. Just overturn things. Take a look to see if you can find anything that way. Ms. Alley, if you can please find out where he's been frequenting, where the food's been gotten from, and what's the last date on the credit cards. I assume he's been doing this with credit cards. Just look at a receipt real quick.
Almost everything he's been paying has been paid with cash.
All right, but they still have the date that it was purchased.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Gather what you can. Let's see if we can't put together a crime scene here. When was the last five time food was ordered, and what was the first time, you can see.
All right. Okay. Everyone can give me investigation rolls.
And more importantly, is there a telephone in here, and does it work?
Yes, it does.
Plus one, I will say, as I also lock the back door and any windows.
All right.
Okay, that's a 5 for me.
Okay.
There isn't any kind of trapdoor basement, is there?
No.
I got a net 0, but I was looking at specific things anyway, so
yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Is the phone got an answering machine built into it?
Sure it does, but no, there's nothing, mm-hmm. nothing on the phone. Okay. No one finds this except for Miss Alley, so clearly this was a good thing that she was brought along. Miss Alley, you find a laptop that was actually inserted into the bed. He had cut a hole in the bed, underneath the bed, and had inserted the laptop into it, and he probably just took it out every time he used the bed, so that's... what you find, and you also find a area of false paneling where he had ripped down the paneling, and you can tell because this section of the panel looks very new, and there is a notebook behind it, and it looks to be one of the cheap Walmart 99-cent notebooks.
Okay.
And it is filled with very cramped, very closely written handwriting. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm not going to do an in-depth read now, but I'm going to skim and see if I see anything interesting.
Well, give me a scholarship roll. Let's see what you get from your skimming.
That's a 5?
Yes. You actually see this was basically his notes from this case while he was in town. This is specifically, it seems to be labeled Fairbanks. The Book of Waves, and it seems to be his daily journal, almost, except it's mostly limited to the activities that he has done within the town, is what you get.
Okay. I put that in my satchel.
Right. And what do you want to do? Okay. Given the other one, the other people are just poking around.
There are some more specific things I want to look for, but you've never seen.
Okay.
Okay. From the receipts, can I tell if he's been gone for like 4 or 5
days? The last time he ate out was about a week ago. And you can tell, via his eating methods, he would eat half of something and then leave it. Sometimes on the floor, sometimes in the container which he had it, and he would just never touch it again. It doesn't always seem to be exactly half. Sometimes it's 3/4, sometimes it is 1/4, but...
There's no evidence that he had, like, a dog or a pet or anything?
No.
And what were the places that he mostly ate from?
He ordered from Pizza Hut and from Velma's Diner. That's it. And it appears he ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Okay. Are there any other receipts other than for food?
There'll be some... gas ones and some various, you know, from him going down to the grocery store and picking up things like toiletries and the whatnot, but nothing else besides that stuff.
Okay. What? And are there any books or newspapers?
Yes, there are several books. Do you speak Russian?
No. Damn.
They are in unknown titles. Definitely Cyrillic. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I'm good. Tyler?
All right. Moving over to Tyler.
Are there keys to his car anywhere, or keys in general anywhere?
No.
Is his wardrobe look like he has taken it away?
No.
Okay.
He clearly did not leave here in a, either in a panic, nor did he have the thought, I am going to not return here.
Are there any personal items around?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There appears to be a very weathered photo taken about 20 years of, the man looking nice and trim and smiling and waving, and there appears to be a wife in the photo and a small little girl.
Framed or not framed?
Framed.
Open it up.
All right.
See if there's anything written on the back or anything inside the frame.
On the back is written regret, but it seems to be very old.
Mm. I take the photo.
Is there anything from like the fridge or anything missing? Like, is he out of a particular thing that you would normally have? No?
Nope. Mm. And the milk is going bad.
You did say that the keys, there are no keys, right?
Yep, no, there are no keys.
Okay, and...
Which means he likely left the premises on his own without anything out of the ordinary happening, and whatever caused him to disappear happened while he was out.
Could be.
Although that would not explain why the house was unlocked.
Well, this is Alaska, actually. Lots of people don't lock their houses around here. And, you know, looking at the neighborhood that he's in, kind of swanky cabins and such, people are pretty... you know, it's entirely possible that he didn't. Although we didn't check. Is the front door locked?
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
And just to be thorough, look through all of his books to see if there aren't bookmarks, anything hidden in the books, etc. I know they're all in Russian, but you can kind of, if you can...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know what you're looking for. Yeah, there's definitely passages underlined, and there seems to be places where he has turned to quite frequently, but there doesn't seem to be anything hollowed out, nor
bookmarks. And is this across all the books, or just particular books?
All the books that he has with him.
How many is this? Just
five.
Ballpark. A few dozen, less than a dozen?
Less than a dozen.
All right, take
about
them.
Five.
Yeah, I look for something like a box or something to put them all in.
Okay. I'm just going to note down the, all the, even though I don't understand them, I'll note down all the, lines he has marked.
Oh, it's quite a lot.
Oh, okay then. In that case, I won't.
Yeah, this is like there was some heavy research going on and he was...
Ah. Right.
Okay. And, I guess we're satisfied in here from our roles and questioning whatnot. I want to look at his car, whether or not it's locked, unlocked.
No car here.
Oh, his no car here. That's right. No car here. Sorry.
You want there to be a car?
No. Are there any other tire marks, or does it look like there was another car in here that gouged out? I'm assuming this is dirt. Is it sensor cabins, right?
You know, that stone, gravelly kind of stuff gravelly that they stuff. Use.
Okay, any ruts, like where somebody went quickly away?
No, nothing obvious that you can see, nor anything that Allie can see.
All right, good enough. Let us go back to our place and contemplate this.
All right, well, this is something I did forget to ask for. Could y'all give me your alertness rolls for this thing?
We did while we were looking around the town, if that's what
you want. Oh, yeah, I'll go with that one. What'd y'all get?
I got a 2, I remember that.
I got a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got... Yes, I got a 4.
Okay. Then you were going to see this first. Real quick, how do y'all leave the cabin?
Back door?
Okay.
Well, I will check. I will just take a quick peek out of the front window in case someone's about to jump at us, and then I will take the back door.
No. With your investigation of lightest wood, you're searching for someone, reveals nothing but the darkness. Gosh, it's dark outside. It's not even 16 yet. Why is it so dark?
Damn it. I'm blind.
Yes. But when you guys are going out to your car, you are definitely going to see this first, Mrs. Grimm. Out of the corner of your eye, there was no man. And then there's a man there. Right there, beyond your car.
I look at him as closely as I can. Is he actually a man, or is he more of the blur type?
Well... He's more of the Quartzophyta kind of type, as in no longer living, as in Black Court Vampire. That's your first impression.
So I think he's a Black Court Vampire.
Yes, from your first impression.
I don't bring it out, but I will instinctively put my hand on my shotgun, the best vampire hunting weapon, and then I will nudge the others. Psst. Black Court.
Duh!
And now you see the guy as well.
Dive for cover. Just the one?
Yes, just the one.
How far away is he?
He's about 100 feet or so.
Couple of zones?
Yeah.
All right. Does he just seem to be watching?
Yeah.
What's the current, any treaties or anything going on that we ought to be knowing of?
Nothing spectacular except that your hour has been.
I will slowly walk up to him.
Okay. He cocks his head to the side.
I'm sorry.
The closer that you get, you can tell that he is in a simple black robe, type gown, and it's black from top to bottom, and he's wearing some type of gold chain around his neck. The closer you get, the older he looks. He looks extremely aged. His skin is paper thin, and it is white. The only thing that is remarkable about him for a vampire is that his eyes are not rheumy. They are instead a brilliant blue.
You were watching us, I take it?
He stares at you.
I will click one of my fingers in front of his face.
Oh. You are
not the one that I'm holding my shotgun with.
Okay. He does not show any noticeable reaction to that. Although, I will go ahead and let you know that you feel that is retarded. I mean, a Black Court vampire is fast enough to be a blur. A Master Black Court vampire is the type of, they encountered him and there were no survivors.
Yes.
So, being open, you know, doing that might not be the smartest thing you've ever done in your short, increasingly becoming shorter lifespan.
Do I sound better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think they hunt alone. So while he's talking, I'm checking our back trail and seeing if we're being surrounded, including looking up rooftop, trees.
Okay. You can give me an investigation roll for that.
Who are you? Will you respond to that?
While they're doing that, I'm going to load the box into our car.
Okay. All right, Al. That's fine.
Check the back seat.
With your
I'm going to look in the back seat, duh.
Yes. No, there is no one. There's not someone going waiting for you to open the door and going, boom. Yes, you can easily do that. And what you see there, Mr. Tyler, is there are dogs that are roaming the premises now. But they appear... You will have encountered Black Court, I'm just going to say. Mm-hmm. And they don't appear to be the standard black dogs that normally travel with the Black Court. They appear to be more natural than those types. Those are just basically attack hounds. These are silently surrounding you. And there's about three or four of them. It's difficult to tell.
All right, which I will, since we still have our communication gear on, I'll let everyone be aware of that. We have dogs circling.
Okay, and in response to your question of who he is, the possible Black Lord vampire will blink and say, it is not important who I am, but rather it is important who you, and he points at Tyler, are. And this clearly carries to you, even though it wasn't anything that was, that should be carrying to you.
I shrugged. I said, just visiting a friend.
I doubt that. Mr. Tyler, I come to you to bring a warning. Your kind is not appreciated here.
My kind?
Indeed. I would request that you vacate my town.
This town's yours then, huh? All right. Fair enough. Warning received. You gonna let us go?
Of course.
Get in the car, guys.
In the car.
Yep.
All right. What's the closest town?
Besides Fairbanks?
Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
Some town.
Some town.
Yeah, Fairbanks is fairly large. But there are lots of smaller towns around, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's got 100,000, so, yeah, you find a smaller town in the vicinity.
I'm going to, assume that everyone brought their stuff. We didn't pack large, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
First thing I do is go to a payphone. Mm-hmm. Look in the yellow pages. Does our friend actually have a shingle? Like, does he have an office?
No, not here.
He doesn't have one or just not here in this area?
He does not have one as far as you can tell.
Okay. Is he in the phone book? Professional or otherwise?
Nope. Not whatsoever.
Okay. Go up to, I suppose, let's say we stopped at a diner in the next town. How about that? Yeah, sure. We need some food. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll go up to the waitress and ask, you know, order some pie for everybody.
In the next town, or do we want to check out this Velma's diner?
What about Velma's diner?
I think we ought to go to the next town.
Okay.
Let us regroup in the next town first.
Yeah. Right. Generally, we want to have our meeting in a place where we're not likely to be torn to pieces by black cults.
Yep. That's what we will discuss on the card right as well. I say, does everyone know what just happened? To gauge my idea of how in-depth you guys are.
Yes, there was a black cult who didn't try to rip my head off.
Ms. Alley, do you understand what just happened?
I understand you had an encounter.
No, Ms. Alley, do you know what it was we had an encounter with?
Not exactly, no.
Do you want to explain it to her, or shall I?
Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, these all don't exist. Vampires, werewolves, good things that go bump the night, do. We kill them.
I know that.
Okay, had to make sure.
Yes, now, you know the ideas that there are some different kinds of vampire, right?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Stop sugarcoating.
Well, the ones in the Black Court are most closely related to the ones that Bram Stoker's Dracula was based on. These are the ones that are very, very nasty and could likely rip our faces off with one finger.
Oh, okay. These I think that came up in one of my discussion groups.
These are the ones that are in the most correct sense of the term, monsters.
So, why didn't it kill us?
That is a good question.
Instead, we were warned to get out of this town, so I come to a stop in front of a diner just outside of the town, the next town. I go and order pie and coffee for everybody.
Well, there's a couple things that it could be. One could be that he's trying to draw as little attention as possible, or it could be that he wants us alive for some reason. Actually, there's something, Nick. I am probably aware that Bram Stoker's Dracula was basically a guide to vampire hunting. Mm-hmm. Was one of the books in Russian by any chance Dracula?
No.
No? Oh.
No.
Damn.
Never thought.
So are we at the place of pie or not yet?
Place of pie and coffee.
Place of pie and coffee.
Black coffee.
I will tip the waitress generously and ask her where I can find the... I guess it would be the county police, office. County, okay. Not the cities.
Yeah. This will show my ignorance about this. I do know that there's a difference. I think generally they are located in the capital of the county, right?
They can be. Not always, but yeah, can be.
Yeah. So it would be within Fairbanks.
Okay. Fair enough. And we're not supposed to,
Here's the thing. If there's more than one Black Court, which is very, very likely, chances are whatever we do, they will know about. Especially if we go a more, a less discreet and more open route as far as legality and government are concerned.
Perhaps. I'm more interested in what happened to our friend, though. Took his car, right.
Also,
what I'd like to know is if his car was reported. Well, nah, never mind. Go ahead.
What I'd like to know is
goodbye.
Why he was specifically interested in you.
That is a good question. One that I can't really answer. Never saw him before.
You don't have much of a history with the Black Courts, do you?
I got some history. Like I said, I killed my fair share of them. No vendettas against me that I'm aware of, however.
Yeah, if it was just general, he wouldn't just be after you. He'd be after all of us. Actually, there's a point I want to ask. Could you just look up the mayor of the town, or perhaps some of the leaders of the town? Because I want to know if this Blackcourt holds any kind of official position.
Well, how would you know that for just the name? You can certainly just pull out the phone book, look at the back section, and all the phone numbers for all your local and state governments.
No, I meant on the computer, on the laptop, so we could get some images.
Sure. Yeah, they'll have pictures. No Blackcourt vampires showing up in the pictures going.
Yes.
Okay.
But
none
that resemble him.
Now that they've mentioned Blackcourt vampires, could I or should I make a lore roll to find out what I know about them or what I've read about them? Sure, make a lore roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 3.
Pretty much, you know what the other guy said. You also know they have the classical vampire weaknesses: garlic, sunlight, et cetera, et cetera. They look like corpses, very easy to tell, but as they grow older, they grow much, much more powerful.
Okay.
How old could we guess this one was?
Probably older than all your ages put together.
And how old is the town that he claims to be in?
Probably older than all of your ages put together, without researching.
Yeah.
But the weather conditions is a rather recent thing.
Yes.
Actually, I picked up a newspaper. Did it say how long this heat spell had been going on for?
For about 5 or 6 days.
5 or 6 days. Uh-huh. Nice. And we have a laptop, from the guy, right?
Yes.
Miss Allie, are you up with your technology?
Fairly.
All right. Usual procedures would be to, copy that hard drive before we start poking around, as the poking around might cause things to be erased. Are you capable of doing such things if I go over here to the Best Buy and get you a nice USB, backup hard drive?
Well, we could try.
This is the in-character way of saying, do you have skills?
I've used a computer
to pay the bills.
Pardon?
You have skills to pay the bills.
I have skills, but not necessarily computer skills.
What is your scholarship?
A 5.
Hmm. Yep, still pretty good, though. All right, so let's go from this place after we finish our pie. Going to get an external hard drive from a Best Buy hereabouts.
If we go to a Best Buy, we can also get a pretty good step-by-step PC book for reference.
Yeah.
Just in case.
You know what? Screw that. I'm gonna go over to the geek desk at, Best Buy.
Okay.
And, I'm gonna use my smarmy skills here to be like, you know, my kid crudded up my hard drive on here. It's so full of viruses and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to get it cleaned off until make sure the data's safe. Can you duplicate this for me?
Oh, well, let's see how smarty you are.
Give my deceit roll here.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Just an aside, you'd be better off doing it yourself. I've used the guys at Best Buy before.
5.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Very sensitive data, man. If you don't think you can do it,
Oh, no. I mean, it's just copying the computer. How hard is that?
Well, the kid really screwed it up, so, you know, I don't know what might happen when it starts to copy over, and I'd hate for the data to be lost.
Oh, I won't lose your data, sir. I understand it's, you know, important to you and probably important to him, but
yep.
I'll make sure it gets
peel off a $100 bill, and I put it on the desk. It's like, yeah.
Yeah!
If things work out well.
Yeah, wait 5 minutes.
Yep. I do the cool thing where you tear the bill and give them the half, and it's like you get the other half if it comes back in good shape.
Oh,
and if he says it's only going to take 5 minutes, he's got really good government equipment back there.
He's better than you. And there's actually when he plugs in, there's not a whole lot besides the operating system on here. Mm-hmm. There just seems to be a few hundred text files, but doesn't appear that this one was used for much surfing of the internet or anything like that. So, gives you
make
copy.
Sure he clones it as opposed to just copying it.
Thank you.
I do know the difference.
I do not. So,
you want it cloned and especially?
When I say I don't, That means the game world, does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we specifically want, even if he didn't do much surfing on the internet, he may have used, like, an IP phone, soft phone. So we want any of those contact numbers.
Yeah.
Yep, all that fun stuff. All right, yeah.
Computer give him the other stuff half. Happens that I am unaware of.
Give him the other half. Mm-hmm. Thank him for his time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now you have both the external hard drive and the laptop.
Yep. And now we go find another hotel.
All right. That can easily be done.
Yes.
And you can, do you want 3 rooms, 2 rooms, 1 room? Do you want a motel? Do you want a hotel?
Just something, you know, not sleazy, romantic, but nothing like extravagant either. Somewhere in the middle, somewhere around a good population center.
Okay.
I think we should probably like all be in one room.
Yeah.
If we were attacked, we don't want to have these separate rooms.
Yep.
Okay. So, first floor, second floor, third?
First floor.
Okay.
So we can get out of a window if we need to.
All right. That can easily be arranged. You're staying at the Best Western of Murrow. Sometime. Thanks, fair. All right. And you have a computer sitting around you? No, you're sitting around a computer. The other way. That way.
Yep. All right. Let's see what we can find.
All right.
Do the general computer forensics thing where you look at all the files from all the programs, documents, temp folders, everything that's been deleted recently that you can still get back.
Yeah, sure. Give me a scholarship roll, someone.
I'm going to let you do that there.
Okay, that's a 3.
Okay. You quickly guess his password is in fact password, and you get onto his computer, and you realize that this was used by a functional computer illiterate. He did not do a lot with it. He typed up some Word files and sloppily arranged them. And it appears to be his basically his case notes on this particular case.
It's the same pretty much information that's in the printed notebook?
Actually, there's a lot less information here.
Okay.
It was a very much hunt and pick kind of thing. And he was clearly not a good typer, nor was he a quick typer.
Okay. Did he go on the internet at all?
No.
No.
He didn't even order pizza from this thing.
Okay.
He was scared.
Are there any, locked files?
No. No, nothing overtly interesting, but just some case notes. If you want to read them all, I'll certainly give you information on it.
Yeah, take your time because this is the only lead we've got as to what's going on.
You read the computer files. I'm going to start reading the notebook.
It's in Russian, isn't it?
No.
Ah, okay. All right, I'll sit down and go through his documents and start reading that way. Order up some pots of coffee and just a tray of sandwiches and stuff to keep us going.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and get the case notes from the notebook because they are far more detailed and better written and et cetera, et cetera.
I also have capable researcher, if that'll help.
No, you don't need to make a roll here. This is going to be, make me a roll. Let's see how fast you can get it. And so we'll just see how fast you can pick out the relevant details.
Okay. That's a 7.
You will pick out the relevant details over the next hour. Congratulations. You find that this guy was absolutely a prolific writer, and he does put a lot of verb and emotion in what he's writing and seems to be a man of some cultural depth. He obviously reads Russian, and from what you can figure out here, he also reads German, French, and Turkish, and that is just what you could figure out from passing on by. And what you can figure out is he came to Fairbanks from Russia, actually. And that Fairbanks was where his last lead had led him. And he was looking for the Book of Waves. A lot of this is simply boring, extremely boring stuff of I read X book, I found this in here, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Yes, and basically from what you can find is the writing starts to deteriorate over time. as he becomes more and more obsessed with this, with the Book of Ways. And he starts to have, dreams that he believes is linked to the place, to the case. And it is of a onion domed church surrounded by woods, with winter all around him. And as he opens the door to his church, the nightmare begins. And, he relates basically being ripped apart, and, it lingers on and on. And the further into the notebook, the more and more details he is giving about his dream. And it is a little disturbing. I would say take a male stress box, but you'll clear it off as soon as you stop reading. And the inline of the notebook, and this is not in the text files, is I have found it. It is 5 miles from here. The patriarch took it there to keep it safe. I will go and check. I have already sent off a note to the machine. This will be ended soon. And that is the last line, and it takes up an entire page.
Hey, guys, what do you think of this?
So you blah to us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a place to look into. And it just occurred to me, have you guys ever heard of an Ivan Gronzny in your respective fields?
I'd have to make a roll.
Sorry, you cut out a bit. What did you say?
Have you heard of a man named Ivan Gronzny in your respective fields?
I would have to make a roll.
Yes, you can make me scholarship rolls.
I don't have a scholarship. Can I use lore instead?
No.
No, in that case, I'm just rolling dice.
Ugh. Okay, that is a 6.
No.
Okay, you know, Allie, you know everything about Ivan the Terrible. You know where he was born, where he died, you know about the Streltsy, no, that was Peter the Great. You know about the Boyar Rebellions that happened under him. You also know that there was, he was taken to a monastery as a young man, and he came out changed. And that is really where the legend of Ivan the Terrible begins, and where he pretty much invites everyone, all the Boyars, to have dinner with him, and then starts to axe murder people. And he quite a terrifying individual. Ivan Grozny. Grozny is transliterated as terrible, but it's closer to mean the awe-inspiring, the terrifying, the great, powerful, destructive would be a non-poor way of translating. Very powerful man.
Okay.
All right.
And
well, thank you for that information. That, from my sources, was the last person that was supposed to have held the book that we're trying to find, and I believe that our missing friend had somehow located Ivan. Or perhaps Ivan's resting place, if Ivan isn't something that goes bump in the night.
Okay. And could I make a scholarship or a lore roll to find out any information about Patriarch?
I'll go ahead and go off your old scholarship. Patriarch is what the Orthodox Christians call their pope. He is the Patriarch, and so therefore...
Yeah.
This guy was referencing a patriarch in Alaska, which, to the best of your knowledge, has never happened.
It could, though. Alaska's not too far from Russia, and it used to be a Russian property.
Weird that.
Damn, I started to take Russian, too. Damn. So,
Oh, and now that you guys have this kind of setting in mind, as you think back to the Black Court Vampire, he definitely did. He was speaking English with a Russian accent.
Oh, goody.
Look through the phone book again. Go ahead. Sorry. Okay, I was going to say, look to see if there are any colleges nearby or any institutes of Russian heritage or learning.
Yes, there's absolutely a college here. It's the University of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it in Fairbanks?
Yep.
Crap.
One thing I just wanted to do is take Malcolm's house, locate it on a map, go out 5 miles on the map with a compass and draw a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about how does that overlap with the heat wave?
Oh, yeah. That's the exact center of it. That's weird.
Hmm. Nice.
And it is in a nature preserve. I forgot the exact name, but I have it here. I'll find it. Anyways. Creamersfield State Nature Reserve.
Hmm. Okay. I'm actually going to wiki that.
Okay. The information you find out from Wikipedia is Creamersfield State Reserve is off limits to the public, and it is a 50-acre wildlife preserve, and it is a forest that has been especially singled out by the politicians of Fairbank for its old growth, and they want to protect that. You don't see growth like that.
How about checking out local legends?
Oh, actually, Bert, I am local. The college is outside of Fairbanks.
Good! Very nice. So I'm wanted to look up local legends. I'm sure that I can find any number of sites to talk about Alaska's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And see if there's anything significant about that area.
There appears to be a shadowy figure that follows anyone who goes into that area. And anyone who goes into it says that there was this really creepy old man who told them to get out. This was not the proper place for you, sons of Adam, or daughters of Eve. Seemed to be really creepy.
Hmm. And how long ago was that report?
The last one was from a few years ago. With your extensive knowledge on this, basically, it appears to be the local dare that kids will dare each other to do it, and then every once in a while you'll get a report that pops up and says that.
Okay, so very important, though. No reports of people actually dying there. They're just being warned away.
Yeah.
That is odd if this is Black Court. That is very odd.
Mm.
Okay, fair enough. Since we know the college is not in Fairbanks, do they have a Russian history, literature, etc. specialty department there?
Actually, it was the very first department that was founded by them.
Interesting. Nick, who knows a lot about... If I will ask Miss, our researcher, could you do a little bit of your research on the Black Court or similar... Something similar, but did you notice that, air quotes, Black Court? Did you notice his eyes?
You would have been the only one close enough to notice that.
His eyes were a little abnormal for a Black Court. They were, you said they were a striking blue, didn't you, Nick?
Yes, a brilliant blue.
They were a very bright blue. Could you have a look for that?
You mean Russian vampires?
No, just something that fits the description of a Black Court, but because it could be something else entirely. It's not necessarily a Black Court, or even a vampire at all.
Okay.
There's an awful lot of things that have an advantage by making people think they are something else.
Okay, I'll start looking.
Sadly, you do not have a library.
But the university does.
It does.
And yes, so I'm thinking that is our next stop in the morning, as it's probably late in the day at the point.
Yes, right. It is.
Yeah, and we're probably got jet lag, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so let's hole up. The other reason we got a one room is so that we can set watches, and so now we know that we've gotten something's attention. So I'll take first. I'm sure everyone's tired.
I'll take the last watch.
We should be able to give everybody about 6 hours of sleep because it's not like late in the evening, probably early evening, right, Nick?
Yeah.
So everybody should be able to get 6 hours of sleep, and we'll just do 3 shifts that way.
Yeah, that's fine. You can easily arrange that.
Don't let the person with no combat skills take the middle of the night.
Nope. Actually, it's probably best if you take the first watch in that case. It's early enough. It won't be that late. So, yeah, okay, I'll take the middle then. Or if Mr. Grimm would like to take the middle, I'll take the last.
I am probably the best combatant, so I'll take the middle.
Fair enough.
All right. And easily be arranged. So y'all wake up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, or not, in the morning.
I'm happy to be alive.
All right, check out. Just something that I've gotten accustomed to in my life and career. I make sure I wipe off every surface I've touched while I was in here.
That is easily fine.
And let's head to the university.
Not weird in whatsoever. No. All right. So you can head over to the university. You do realize it's early in the morning, and there are not probably going to be a lot of people here.
Yeah, if classes are in session, they probably will have. But,
Most classes don't start till a little bit later in the day.
Fair enough. But since we're on campus now, let's see if we can locate this first department that was founded and see what we can find out about it.
It's actually a really old wooden structure, and I'm just going to go ahead and give this to Allie, that this is very reminiscent of Russian architecture. So it either was built by a Russian or it was built by someone who knew Russians very well. And it is made entirely of deep wood, the old growth, and it looks really spectacularly beautiful.
Question real quick. The people walking around with dead eyes that I kind of thought was odd in Fairbanks, the people here, same or not?
Yes, same here.
Same here. Okay, well, I do note this, people. And this should be outside of that 5-mile radius, though, right?
Right, but it's still within the heat wave.
It's still within the heat wave, okay.
Okay, okay. Now, do I recall any fairly well-known things that go bump in the night that can do this to people?
That do what? The impending sense of doom that's hanging over your heads?
Yes, specifically to the people. Because everyone seems to be feeling intense doom.
Yes, you can give me a little check.
A what roll?
Lore?
Lore, alright. That is a... Oh, okay, that's a zero.
Well, then, no, you don't.
I will say to our person who actually has lore, do you happen to know anything that can create this impending sense of doom over the people?
I had rolled earlier for knowing kind of what was going on with what type of person. I did not do well, so I'm going to stay with that role as it seems to be plot-centric and say, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is also knowing off the top of your head. I mean, this is...
Yeah, I'm asking our librarian.
Yes.
Okay, well, it sounds like some sort of emotional vampire, but two things. One, I want to make a lore roll to find out if I know anything specific, and two, any university with anything old has some sort of brochure or tour or something on the history of the university, and I want to get something on the history of that building.
And also, a lot of times when they have special departments like this in universities, they might have a collection in the library, a special collection
in the library. Yeah. Or something.
I had gone away there. What have you?
Oops.
Oops. I want to get any literature I can on the history of the university, specifically the history of that building. I want to find out if I know of any specific kind of emotional vampire type thing that might be working in the area. And the other thing is I want to go to the university's library and get a book on local folklore and a book on Russian folklore.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you have quite a lot on your plate.
The other thing we had said was that a lot of times with special places in the college like this, there might be a special collection in the library from the founding, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Special documents.
Oh, yeah.
Library should be open, so
yeah.
I'll go look there.
All right. So what do you want to be looking for in the library? Is it different than her list? Or?
Yes. Okay. I would think it might be anyway. It may not be.
Okay.
You know, sometimes in the university libraries, like they'll have a room or something set up where there were artifacts from when the place was first established. Sometimes the people will donate items. There might be history. I just want to see if there is such a place. And that may or may not be the same thing that she is looking for.
There is such a place.
Ah.
And there is, several items behind, you know, glass cases with wooden glass cases, very much. Alright. Alright, so what do you want to research first?
Oh, is that to me?
Yes.
The first thing I want to research is that if I can find anything about any sort of like emotional vampire or a creature that would cause a strong emotion over a certain area.
Okay. Alright, when you look around this library, unfortunately the occult section is limited to things like times occult. There's nothing that would aid you in your research here.
Okay, and I can't get a, and I wanted to get a book on, local, in the local folklore and on Russian folklore.
There can be stuff, in the historical section about both, but there's not really going to be a lot of the occult around here.
Okay. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a cult, but is there like a fairy tale or?
Yeah, there'll be books on fairy tales and Russian fairy tales, the horrific things that they use to scare children.
Right.
Into what I'm not looking, sucking their thumbs.
What I'm looking for is any sort of story about something that would either cause emotions in people, cause despair, or thrives off of that.
Okay. Yeah, you give me a research check for this. Give me research scholarship in this case.
Okay. And that's a 6.
Okay. What you find is the typical sections that you would find in any mythology. You find the deep underground stratum that links all mythologies together. Unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be anything specifically Russian or anything that would cause this sort of warming slash and or the vast emotional control.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. The next thing?
Okay, the next thing was anything on the history of the university, specifically of that one building that looked like it was Russian architecture.
Oh, the building you're in? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll just stick with your same scholarship role for this entire scene. Just to make it easier on us. You find that this was originally founded to be a Russian Orthodox priest training seminary. And it was founded by the old believers, who are different from the new faith. It doesn't really go into depth about that, but you do find that this entire city was actually founded by the old believers and a patriarch Nikolai, who came over here in 1875. And he set up this town and this seminary to basically be the last best bastion of Christianity on the face of the earth.
Interesting.
Do you share this?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. As soon as you I start seeing if there's a mausoleum somewhere.
No, there's not.
No cemetery, nothing where these people might have been buried. Nope. Was there a chapel ever erected?
Yes. Yes, there was. It was 5 miles north of Fairbanks in the Creamers National Preserve.
Aha. Does it still exist? Or was it basically claimed back by the elements?
The last note is that it was claimed back by the elements.
Aha.
But that's only if you trust things written down in books.
Tell me, did I get a phone number for our contact that's gone missing?
Yeah.
I try that number. Maybe it is a cell versus his home number.
Yes, it is a cell, and it rings and rings, but it does go to voicemail. But it does not go straight to voicemail. So, it was on.
Okay. Let me think for a minute. How would I know which? I find, some students around or someone to talk to and say, hey, you know, I'm new in town. I think I'm going to be here for a while. And I shake my cell phone. I get really crappy reception out here. Who's the carrier that people use most?
Oh, we use Verizon out here. I normally get great reception. You get far enough outside civilization and, you know, you ain't going to get anything, but
Awesome. I appreciate that. I chat for a while, but here's what I do. I call Verizon. I pretend like I'm the guy. I lost my cell phone. Here's the number. Could you turn the GPS on so that I can find up? Because, you know, you can do that and go to the webpage and
yeah,
if you're unaware of that. Dink, that's still a 4, and that's not enough.
No. That is enough. Very friendly lady, turns on the GPS and she said, please call if you need any other help.
Nice. Log up to the site.
Laugh you have, sir.
What's that?
That's a weird laugh you have.
Yes. It's new here in town. Ragweed or something, and it's really just bothering me.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you a good day.
Check the site. Find out where the GPS is, where the phone is now.
It is 5 miles north of the city of the Creamers National Preserve.
Does it line up? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Great. Freaking great. Well, at least the thing hasn't killed anybody yet. As it seems, all roads are pointing towards this.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Looks like we're going back in.
Okay.
Mr. Grimm, you all right with this?
I have no problem with this whatsoever.
Anything we should do to prepare ourselves if it is Black Court? I know the rumors.
If it is Black Court, then I load my shotgun. Then I shake my head, pull out a slightly larger shotgun and load that.
Fortunately, you're in Alaska, so no one takes umbrage to you doing that in the library.
I'm sure we will be out with the car at this point and going over our armaments in the trunk. Yeah. Some rock salt, you know, does work against some of these guys.
Yeah, I don't happen to have any steaks, do I?
If you want some, you surely can have some.
Alright, I will have some steak. I will have not my full vampire hunting gear, but because we don't really have access to our normal facilities, I will have some very basic, some steaks on my belt, maybe a little bit of garlic in a pocket.
Of
course, plenty of guns.
Is there a Russian Orthodox church nearby?
Oh, yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of Russian Orthodox churches. In addition to the small chapel that was built to the north of the city, there seems to be a cathedral of sorts that was built in what is now downtown Fairbanks.
What does it look like? Do we have a picture?
It looks traditional Russian Orthodox with the onion domes and so on and so forth.
And of this, this one that's 5 miles to the north, are there any old photos or pictures of it?
No.
No. Okay. So, let's see. How useful would it be to stop at a Russian Orthodox church and get a few things blessed?
Don't know about that, but we could certainly skeeve some water off their their font.
Yeah.
I'm sure the blessing of the Lord will be upon the water that you skeeved.
I wondered if they'd let me bathe my bullets in holy water.
Well, actually, at most churches, if you just go up and ask for a vial of holy water for a donation, they just give it to you.
Could you fill this 5-gallon drum? We've got a baptism coming up. We want to fill the swimming pool. Yes.
I'm not Christian, but I would probably get that just because that is so great.
If you want to roll for that, otherwise, we will go and make proper donations and stuff to get some holy water.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can get some bottles of it. If you want a 5-gallon drum, that will pay for it.
No, just enough that we can immerse things and fill up a super soaker or two.
Yeah.
That can be done.
You know, water gun, spray bottle.
Yes, I will. Well, as long as you take their limbs off, specifically their heads, you can do a good job. So a shotgun is usually a good bet if you can aim well enough and get up close.
Now, this was asked when somebody was doing the research, but I just want to make sure we got a definitive answer. Amongst this Russian Orthodox Church, there are no legends of that place being cursed, other than there used to be an abbey there, etc. And the guy that shows up and follows people around and telling them to leave. Other than that.
Yeah, there actually, it appears, if you wanted to have researched that, you can say that happened. It appears there was, after the death of Patriarch Nikolai, the chapel was termed to be off limits and no one was allowed to go there.
There aren't any pictures of Nikolai, are there?
There are descriptions.
Does he, when described, does he sound like he looks anything like that person we assume to be a Black God?
No.
No.
Nikolai has brown eyes.
Ugh. I keep thinking I'm connecting the dots, but I'm not. Ugh.
All right, well, that seems to be all we
Bartholomew,
can do.
You are a robot.
All right, I'm going to pause this time. Okay.
No, recommend pausing because it would be very useful to have a robot to fight a vampire.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Yes. What? In a we need to play Android the Wrenching at some point.
So before y'all get up there, is there anything y'all want to be having done?
Make sure our last will and testaments are updated.
Sure, that can be easily done.
Oh, I follow the proper monster hunter route of that, don't you? I go Space Marine style with it attached to a part of my body.
All right. So let's take a quick bio break, and then we'll get back and have the meeting at the chapel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, be back.
You bet.
Y'all are headed out.
Yes. Loaded for bar.
Loaded for bar.
I will have furnished everyone with a shotgun.
Black vampire bear.
Yeah, got my own. Pull out the fully automatic shotgun.
Okay. I get the 5-minute
firearms.
Oh, no.
Double barrels. That's all you can go for.
Yeah.
All right. As you drive through the city, when is this that you were going?
Well, it's still, we got to the campus early, so this is still going to be probably even before noon.
Okay. Actually, the sun rises well before noon. Noon is a little bit off, given that there's only 6 hours of daylight.
Yeah, well, you know, however you feel that it is, but you said that we had gotten to the campus when it was very, very early.
Yes, you got to the campus when there was still night out, so.
Yeah.
But the sun is... still out, but it is definitely going down as you drive into the Creamers National Preserve. And everybody can give me alertness rolls for this area.
Okay, that's a 3.
All right.
With a -2, that is a 1.
All right.
That is a +1 for me, meaning I am at 4.
All right. You will notice this first once again. Mr. Grimm.
I'm a very alert man. I just can't investigate.
Yes. You notice as the closer you get, the warmer it is outside. And, as you enter into the National Reserve Prosper, it is above freezing. And there is actually, the trees are blooming. The deeper you drive into the preserve, the more animals that you see.
I will.
Unfortunately, you don't remember squirrels being purple and having what? 6 legs.
Yeah, I just ignore that.
You also see.
Was there something in that pie?
That have their tails that are made of flame. And
can you repeat that.
Dogs with their tails made of flame and 6-legged. Purple squirrels.
Okay. This is not normal.
No, that you can say that without any rolls necessary. That's not right. Alright, and the as you drive in, basically when you're a mile into the preserve, the car breaks down.
Break down for any reason or break down as if
it goes divine,
and nothing that appears to be a direct cause.
Nope.
Mm. Okay. I mutter something about wizards underneath my breath.
Well, good thing I like hiking. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the road here is just a dirt This is dirt trails. Now, as you continue on your way,
could I just try something a moment?
Yeah, sure.
I want to try and push the car back a few feet. Does it start?
Thank you.
Yes.
I was about to suggest that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the car starts.
Okay, in that case, this is clearly a field of probably magic. If it's causing the car to break down, it's probably fairly strong magic. It may not be intended for this purpose, but this is what's happening. Someone is using quite a lot of magic.
Mm-hmm. Can we look around real quick to see if there's anything, carved into trees, stones with odd markings on them?
Yeah, you can look around, and the flora and fauna, not exactly as you remember at all. The trees have a definitely fleshy tinge to them, and they appear to be quite odd. And now that you look around, you don't see any, comforting deers or squirrels. You see very strange analogs.
I have been mind-dominated before. I'm going to see if perhaps something is causing me to hallucinate this, so I'm going to take a moment and try very hard to see through things.
Okay. Can I have ahead, give me a discipline.
Yep. Plus two. Two.
Actually, you know the voice in your head that you hear almost all the time?
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot louder here. And you can kick up all your powers into supernatural territory.
No. That's not good, I say to myself. Mm-hmm. Just loud enough for everyone else to hear.
Yep. But there's clearly a trail.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mr. Grimm, if you'll take point. Miss Alley, if you'll stay towards the middle of us, and I'll take up the rear.
All right. Away we go.
As you stroll, as you continue to march onwards into the forest of evilness, you look up at the sun, and you notice it is no longer yellow. It is now purple, and everything has a purplish tinge to it. And there are no longer even the hint of earthbound things around here. Everything is extraordinarily odd, and it is extremely hot. It is over 80 degrees now where you are, and the purple squirrels now look like lizards with 6 to 12 limbs. Sometimes it has 9. They appear to be in odd arrangements. None of them seem to quite match up. Everything around you echoes very oddly.
Does it appear to be that the whatever sort of level we are, the creatures seem to be evolved or adapted to fit that particular level?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Nothing appears to have fur on it, and everything appears to be some kind of lizard or insect analog. And the dragonfly's wingspans are hitting a foot in diameter.
Ooh. We'll see how loud. I like what you're doing with the place.
Response from the peanut gallery.
Nope.
Then I'll keep going.
Continue on cautiously.
That means it's slightly less likely that either there's some being watching us and they're not willing to monologue when I address them, or there's not some being watching us. And the second option is less likely. Or more likely.
Those are the two options.
Well, it's either watching us or it's not watching us, and it's not monologuing, so.
Yep, that is indeed a binary decision. That is indeed it.
Well, I haven't heard any semi-monologues, so it's kind of binary. Okay, carry on, I suppose.
Alright, and you reach what was road that you could clearly see after you make a couple steps. It disappears, and instead you see a road leading up. Instead of being a nice, straight, level path, it is now leading up to a hill, and you are clearly in a clearing. 100 foot around this hill, there are no trees, no animals, nothing of the sort. The ground has turned into this liquid brown liquid tar-like substance. Except for the road. There's still a road that leads up to the top of the promontory. And at the top is this very traditional, very simple Russian chapel.
Interesting moat they have.
Onion domed?
Yep.
Well, time's wasting.
Does the... No, it doesn't quite match Malcolm's dream, because that was in a winter landscape.
Malcolm's dream? You guys have information I don't have, then.
Yeah, it was in the notebook.
Oh, that. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. You may or may not notice that Tyler's right eye starts glowing silver, and he pulls down his sunglasses to hide it.
Raise an eyebrow and keep going.
Okay. As you ascend the promontory, every step you take doesn't seem to register like it normally should. It takes 10 steps to even go a foot. It feels like you have been walking for forever, and the purple sun is huge. It takes up half the sky, and it is hotter than hell. It is easily above 100 degrees right now. And what do you do with your parkas and all that kind of good stuff?
Oh, well, you said it was kind of unseasonably warm anyway, so I would imagine I wasn't already wearing the parka once we entered the area.
Yeah.
I would have taken it off when the car broke down.
Okay.
Layers.
Yes, you have shed down to your traditional summer layer. That is quite a lot.
Hiking gear.
Mm-hmm. All right. And as it seems to take... It seems to take quite a long time to ascend the promontory. And as you ascend, everyone can start to hear singing. Except it sounds a bit off. It's almost like screaming that seems not like the type of death metal or speed metal singing, but more screaming with lyricism behind it.
It's goth metal from Russia.
I've heard some of that. It's awful.
So,
well, I make sure that everyone else is feeling and seeing the same things that I am. I just want to confirm this with everyone. Are you seeing this crap? Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
I will answer you with a cha-ching.
Great. There's still a path to be followed, though. And I'm describing it as being, like, incredibly long and such. Are our timepieces still working?
No. If you check anything that was electronical, it is dead. Anything that was mechanical has stopped.
Hold on, what about guns?
What about guns?
Guns are at least partially mechanical. Are they still functioning?
Do you want to shoot one?
I will take out a small pistol and shoot it into the ground.
Interesting.
Although first of all, I will check to see... I'll prod the ground to see if it's made out of flesh.
Okay. Yes, it is. And if you prod it hard enough, it starts to bleed.
Okay, we're on top of a giant dude, clearly. Hey, does this moat look anything like those, monks, strange bald ring hair things?
No.
No, okay.
Hey, shh, hey. Do you hear that singing? Can you make out what they're saying?
No.
You're answering for them that they don't understand it, right?
Yep.
No, they're singing praises to something. Something called the Great One.
The Great One. I would assume that's what we're standing on right now. Nick, I'm just going to shoot my pistol up into the sky.
Okay.
Just a little one that preferably won't make too much noise.
Well, any pistol makes a lot of noise, but yes. Yep, it echoes weirdly, and it comes back to you echoing even louder than the original gunshot.
But it does actually go off.
Yep.
Hooray, my guns all work. All
right, I have stopped walking, and I am muttering to myself about, I'm listening, I'm saying, the Great One, he who comes, the Ender of Time, as I'm listening to the scene.
The Ender of Time.
Can I make a lore roll?
Yeah, sure you can.
That's a 7.
You know him as the demon sultan who sits gibbering at the center of the universe.
Oh, lovely.
Are we standing on him?
I'm sorry, who are you asking?
I'm asking our librarian.
Well, are we?
given it doesn't appear to be a turban. You wouldn't think so, but I mean,
what do I know about
the demon sultan?
Yeah.
His name is Azathoth.
Ugh.
And
what is it?
Azathoth.
Can you spell
that?
And I could. Let me make sure I'm spelling it correctly. But,
it's yes. Azathoth.
Yes, I am spelling it correctly.
Everybody, roll your Mythos rating.
All of us who've played Cthulhu will know we are now dead.
Yes. This is where I stop listening to the music and doing the translation, and I pull out a wickedly large blade, make sure that it's sharp, and I said, yeah, we got elder gods.
Yeah. There seems to be this whole Cthulhu Mythos, although it doesn't really seem to be connected to magic. And, it just seems to be this crazy creation by this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, and kind of weird.
Okay, well, now I'm getting the idea that these are fanboys that somehow have access to magic, but,
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that is terrible. Especially Lovecraftian fanboys.
Are you saying this aloud? Or are you saying this in character?
I'm actually theorizing this in character, yes.
I shake my head and I say, nope, no fanboys about it. And I tap the large Bowie knife to my head and say, I got one of them in here. This is no fiction, my friend.
No, this is not good.
Well, then, before God before, because I know I haven't. Sorry, I can't actually hear anyone.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. You're back now.
Yep, they're summoning something through. We gotta stop this, guys.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, quickly, what's the plan? Do we kill the cultists, or do we kill the, I don't know, whatever glowing thing is in the middle?
Gotta find the book. I think they're using that to do this.
What do we do? Destroy it?
If we need to, yes. Probably the best thing to do with it.
Okay, then. Let's
commonly,
go.
These things require sacrifices, too, so there might be some collaterals around. This might sound particularly harsh, but they're not going to be normal
case,
after this, so...
If they were halfway done and we ended up killing a few of them, would they count as sacrifices?
Good point. I guess we should try and save some.
Yeah, I'm just saying it might not be, if they haven't already started or finished summoning him, probably a better idea to try and stop them summoning it without killing a bunch of them, because it could just make him more powerful.
Oh, very true.
I never thought I'd actually plan to not kill cultists in a game like this.
Yep.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
We don't seem to be making any, forward progress, however. We're kind of stuck here.
It just takes a lot of steps.
Okay.
Let's run then.
Alright, so we are making forward progress. Okay.
Yes, but it seems to be a ratio of 10 to 1 right now.
How about, I assume there's sort of earth and ground next to the road, isn't there?
The closer that you look at the earth and ground, the more fleshy it becomes.
Or if I put my foot on it, does my foot start sinking, or is it just
nope,
a fleshy surface?
It's flesh. Nah.
I'm going to run on that instead of the stairs, just run alongside the stairs. Do I go any quicker?
No. It's a dirt trail that led all the way up
here.
Oh,
I see.
And the dirt is becoming flesh.
All right, then, in that case, let's just run as fast as we can.
That's probably not a good idea.
Why?
We can try it for a short time, but I don't want to get too tired.
All right, we will...
The question is not how tired we're going to get. The question is, are we going to get there before an Eldritch Abomination appears and eats the world?
All right, we'll do as best we can. We'll keep our pace to yours. Allie, just do the best you can. We'll keep in the same order, Mr. Grimm.
We're going to keep the same order. We can run. I just don't want us all like falling out all over the place when we get there.
We
so
can
go.
Take a breather once we're there.
Go.
Okay. Everyone can give me endurance checks.
And you say that my abilities now count as supernatural in here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am at a 3.
Okay. You are a little winded, but you can manage to run. You do find running actually moves you faster.
Okay. I'm at a 0.
Okay, you will fall behind as a Zigma.
No, but we're all going, we're basing ourselves to her, so.
Okay.
That's, I got a 2, but since I'm pacing her, I'm not really pushing it.
Okay, then, she is going to end up very exhausted. You will take a stress to your physical characteristic.
Okay.
Or rather to your physical box.
And do you have an aspect that you could tap to get a success?
Yes. Okay. Evil cannot be allowed to prevail.
All right. Yeah, I'll accept that. Plus 2, and yeah, y'all get there, and none of you, you're not winded, and the doors to the chapel have been thrown wide open, and inside is just a horror show. Inside it appears that the cathedral is made of flesh. And there are several faces in the flesh, and they are the ones who are screaming / singing. And, on the altar table, there is you will recognize him as Malcolm, Mr. Constantine, but no one else will recognize him. And, it's a middle-aged man, turned to back, and he has been defleshed, so to speak. And he is now, they are now.
You can recognize him without his skin?
His face has not been defleshed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. Well, as we go up, I do point out that that's our guy.
Yes. And there is only one single man inside the building, and he is, reading from a book on a lectern. And as he cuts a bit of intestine out, he, chants another line, and he appears to have been doing this for quite some time, as you can see, several organs littering the ground.
Ah.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody give me addition rolls.
Okay.
What stat do I use for this one?
Alertness.
Alertness, okay. Oops. On 4. I'm
on a 3.
Okay.
Okay. I am on a 1.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. I gotta look at it real quick.
You go first.
Yeah.
For okay. Do I recognize the ritual anywhere?
No.
Damn.
All right, so yeah, headshot, Teflon-coated, okay. Brown to the head.
Okay, you make the headshot.
Yes.
The bullets whiz their path to them, and you, and only you, can actually see the whole slow-mo thing that bullets do and the rippling of the air, and you see him look at you, smile, tilt his head, and then tilt it back as soon as the bullets go.
Ah, yeah, he did the whole Matrix-y thing. Yep.
Yep.
You, Miss Allie, will recognize this as he is literally the wind.
The what?
The wind. You will not hit him if he does not want to be hit.
Okay.
Says, brother, we have been expecting you.
Oh, crap. Yes, the
is Malcolm still alive?
Yes, and he is screaming.
Okay.
And he is part of the choir.
I'm going to try to aim to shoot him.
Okay.
In the head.
When you, start to aim, everyone can hear a voice very loudly in their head. The book has written it to be so. It is written in me, and so it will be. It has been foretold from the beginning to now, and now it will end. That voice didn't seem to come from anywhere.
Great.
Whose action is it?
Yours.
Back to,
yeah.
Is he seem to be reading from the book or a book?
He was reading from the book until he looked up to you and started addressing you.
Okay. And, how close are we?
You're in the same zone he is.
Same zone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Super soaker to the book!
Okay. Alright. Give me a guns check.
5.
Okay. he will speed in front of it, but as soon as the super soaker touches his skin, it starts burning a hole through it, and he screams. This is the loudest sound any of you have ever heard in your life, and you can take 3 mental stress from it.
Ah, no defense.
Give me a discipline check.
Discipline, yep.
Discipline, awesome.
Oh, sweet. 3, 4, 5.
Okay, you take nothing from it.
Okay, I rolled... I've got a 1.
Okay, you will take 2.
Okay.
And Mr. Grimm?
Mr. Grimm's still with us.
Mr. Grimm!
Oh, Joshua. Sorry, I've been talking, I was muted. I have a -2.
That would lead to 5.
Okay, and I only have 2 mental stress.
Then you would need to take a moderate consequence or spend something to get a reroll on that.
Yes, I will be taking a moderate consequence.
Alright, what is your moderate consequence?
Moderate.
You will take a moderate consequence and your first box.
Yes. What would be appropriate for this? It's just the sound of the scream?
Bleeding eardrums.
Yeah. Temporarily deafened.
Yeah,
sounds fine. Like a good one.
Yeah. All right.
What? Shoot him in the head? I can't hear you.
We move down. Who was next? Mr. Grimm, I believe?
Probably.
Yep.
I shoot him in the face.
Okay.
With what?
With my shotgun.
Okay.
And my gun skill of 5.
Who are you shooting in the face?
The guy who is,
The guy in priest clothes?
Yes.
Brown eyes? Looking down at you, kind of demon-like.
Yes, the one who is just begging to have his face blown off.
Okay, you shoot at him.
Yes.
Don't bother to roll. You miss. He cocks his head to the side again, and the bullets whiz by.
Damn it.
Okay.
Miss Allie.
I'm actually gonna shoot the sacrifice on the table.
Okay, give me a guns check.
Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry, you want to sacrifice the sacrifice?
Yeah,
No time for discussion.
No time for discussion, I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 1.
Okay, you will hit. His brains will splatter all over the lectern. He continues to sink. We go up to the,
hold on,
top of the
what
round.
Continues to sink? His throat hole?
The guy. His head has exploded. The side of his head has exploded, and there are brain matter everywhere. But he is still continuing to sing.
Darn.
And guy will look at you there, Mr. Constantine, and he will say, "This is not how you should be. There is to be a willing sacrifice, and you will be it." Go ahead and give me a discipline check.
We knew one of us was going to get mind control eventually.
So I've got a 1 so far.
Okay. You will take 3 stress boxes.
I will tap Hardship Forges Sharp Weapons.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
And that will give me a 3, so I would take 1 that. If I did that. Or
yes, you would take 1. I'm sorry.
I would take 1. Or I can re-roll. All right, I will re-roll.
Okay. Gambling man.
Yeah. Much better. That's a 4, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a bit put out by your resistance. And going down to you.
My turn, huh? Is he still protective of the book?
He was in front of it.
Is he still in front of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In relation to you, to where you are currently standing.
Okay. Well, with my supernatural speed, then I'm going, he's in the same zone though, so I don't have to do any special movement.
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to, I'm going to try and, grab the book.
You're going to make a grab for the book?
I'm going to make a grab for the book.
All right. Go ahead and give me, I'd say athletics, unless you want something else.
Athletics is fine. With my supernatural speed, that gives quite a nice bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man! And it might actually matter.
Mm-hmm. That's not so good. Let's see. So, right now I'm at a 4.
He will beat you with a 7.
Okay, well, I can't roll any worse, so let's see.
Sorry. A 6. He has a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be hard for you to roll.
There are things that man just shouldn't know. I'm going to tap that one.
Very appropriate. Yeah, go ahead.
4, 5, 6. We're even.
Okay. Wait, you went from a -2 to a +2?
Do what?
You should be at an 8, right? You had 8 plus.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Yep.
No, you have the book.
Yep.
It is now in your hands. He no longer looks calm or wanting to talk to you anymore.
Yes.
And everything starts to shake.
Okay.
All right.
Can I say something while I'm doing this? Is that absolutely possible? All right. I say, distract over our comm. Well, our comms wouldn't work. I just yell out, keep him busy.
All right. Mr. Grimm?
I need to keep him busy. So, ooh, how do I keep him busy well? I've got a crazy feeling that I'm not going to be able to intimidate this guy. However, because I have the subtle menace stunt, can I feasibly intimidate him?
No.
No? Ah, oh, damn. Oh, well.
I will give that to you for free, that you do not think you can intimidate the guy yeah who moves faster than bullets.
Yeah, no matter what.
No.
Okay.
Shoot him!
I've tried that.
Shoot him again.
Technically, what you want to do here, system wise, is you're going to maneuver. You're going to cause him to be at penalties to do actions. Think of it that way. What can you do?
Okay, basically, I'm going to try and do a maneuver on him by throwing a lump of garlic at him.
Interesting. All right, give me a athletics roll.
Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or throwing usually falls under. What is it? Weapons?
Well, I think it usually falls under athletics, but you have a stunt that lets you use weapons instead.
Ah.
And I didn't bother buying that stunt, so I'll probably be using athletics.
Okay.
Come on, dice. Oh. Well, I have fate chips for a reason.
Okay. Well, what do you get?
Currently I'm on a 3. Currently I'm on a 2.
Okay.
So.
The garlic hits him on a 2, and it bounces off of him.
Oh, well, so the maneuver doesn't work?
No, he is not.
Okay, then can I tap? They never make it easy on me.
The garlic, he is immune to garlic.
Oh, well, but it might confuse him, since the idea here is to maneuver to cause a pause.
So it
might confuse him.
Wow, he is not feeling smart today.
If I remember right, the point is for me to put a temporary aspect on him that Burke can later use to his advantage.
Yeah, the only problem is he is really, really disciplined, so that is not enough.
Damn it. He's disciplined, so we can't trick him. He's good at everything, so we can't fight him physically. What else can we do? No. I can't burglarize him.
No, but I didn't say there aren't tricks that won't work, but distraction might not be.
And you did see that he was affected by the super soaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what can you do with holy water that's not necessarily just shooting, but give it a thought?
Okay, yeah. I have an idea.
As your turn.
I have an idea.
Okay.
That was your turn.
Damn it.
You can still maneuver. I mean, you can still move, and you can still do a free action.
Is there any fire or anything like that? Is there a fire around?
I'll say sure.
Okay, I want to move over to that. I want to move over to a fire.
All right, and going down to Miss Allie.
If you're speaking, we are not hearing.
Ah, the wonder of mute. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try, and I'm holding the shotgun, correct?
Sure.
Okay. How much of a penalty would it be for me to grab a vial of holy water and throw it at him?
No, you can do that for free.
Okay. And that's athletics?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And that's 2.
Okay. You throw the holy water, and right as he is about to do the whole I'm awesome matrix guy, instead he seems very clumsy as soon as the water bottle gets next to him, and it cracks against his robes, and the water spreads out, and he lets out yet another horrific scream, and he looks at you. You think you have his attention.
Thanks.
Everyone can make a discipline check again.
What's he doing?
The mental scream. This one is 18.
Yay.
Oh,
that sucks. 3 negatives.
Minus 1.
So that would put me at minus 1. Ooh.
It is a 2, so.
So that would be 3 boxes of mental, though.
Yep.
What's mental based on again?
It is based off conviction.
Conviction, which I haven't done, so I've only got 2 boxes of that.
Yep.
You there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Okay. That was a 2.
Okay. You take nothing.
Okay.
Mr. Grimm?
I am at a -1, but I will spin, I will tap. What can I tap?
You can check out anytime you want.
Yes. I check out of my brain so that I don't hear. No. Being a mortal monster hunter, I would know to not fall for the same trick twice.
Okay, that's fine. You will take a second box because your first box was pulled up.
Yes.
And going down to Mr. Constantine.
What is it affecting? Which track?
It's same as any track. I mean,
no, it matters. Is it affecting the physical track or is it affecting
mental track?
Mental track. Okay. So I really can't take anything for that. I got a -1, which would put me at 3 boxes. So instead of being taken out, I would take a minor consequence of, let's see. So this is like a shouting ringing in my ears.
Yep.
I'm temporarily deafened.
Okay. That's fine. 2 of you are temporarily deafened.
Join the deaf crew.
That keeps me from taking any damage then.
All right. And, while you were deafened, you also took the aspect, I am a robot.
You're deaf and a robot. What more can go wrong?
Keep going.
Okay. Miss Allie. The creature, turns and looks at you. Let's see. What of its powers is it going to do? It will try to dominate you. Go ahead and give me a discipline check. No more of that, Daughter of Eve.
That would be a 0.
Okay. You would take 4 boxes of mental stress.
Okay. Ooh. That puts me at -2 boxes.
You would
need I had two left.
You would need to take a minor consequence to get rid of 2 of those boxes worth of stress and then take a second box.
Okay. So that would be, I guess I'm gonna join the Deaf Crusades here.
Okay. As his voice rings in your ears, he has deafened the party. Excellent.
Quick question. So, I had 2 left. I took 4. I took the minor consequence. Does that leave me 1 or 2?
That leaves you 2. Minor gets rid of 2.
Okay.
Here's something I don't know. An aspect such as temporarily deafened, is that possible to tap positively?
No.
No? Ah, damn. No. Okay.
Okay, moving down to Mr. Constantine.
All right, I douse the book with holy water. I am moving away, and I'm dousing the book. There we go.
Okay, the book lights up on flames, into flames. All the dismembered figures light up in flames, and the creature before you lights up in flames. And they're basically the radiant light that beams down from the heaven. Beams down here, and boom, you are in the middle of a old, decrepit chapel. It looks like it is about to be destroyed by the environment. Trees have been growing into it, and there appears to be Mr. Malcolm, and he is laying down, and he is a desiccated corpse.
But we seem to be in reality world again, right?
Yep, you are back in reality land, and it is the middle of winter. Why is it cold?
Yes.
Where did my jacket go? Why am I shirtless?
Is the book destroyed?
The book is gone. Good. It goes away with all the radiant light.
Okay. I check to see if the screaming that's usually, well, not the screaming, but the impulse to go and kill things in my head has quieted down.
Oh, yeah. Everything kicks down to inhuman now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I put my jacket back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's actually, man, it's below 0 out here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will holy water the skeleton just in case.
Mm-hmm. I will, just in case, do what I was going to do anyway and purify the area by evaporating some holy water.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
And then I will make sure to pocket a few spare vials of holy water.
Okay. Let's
go find the car.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all hike out, and it appears to be a veritable winter wonderland. Snow is on the ground. Everything is quite normal outside once again. And you get down to the car, and everyone can clear away there stress boxes and their temporaries.
Ah, as I work my jaw to clear out my ears.
Yep. I pass him a pack of gum.
All right. Well, so, anything y'all want to do for wrap-up?
Well, here's the question. The book is gone, right?
Yep.
And we were hired to retrieve it, right?
Yes.
So we have nothing to get... Damn.
actually, if what is true from our conversation before, Nick, can I tell them basically, oh, it's okay, we did good enough.
Yeah, you can tell them that.
Yes, because wasn't that man who is now dead the one who was supposed to pay us, and do we not have currently access to his unlocked house? No, we don't?
No, none of that is true.
I will make sure that you get paid. This was a successful mission.
Do your superiors get pissed at the fact that you always say it's a successful mission and you never accomplish the goal they wanted you to?
No, I accomplished a secondary goal.
This which will was? Do.
Which was that existence continues, the book is gone.
So you made it up as you went along.
Improvisation. It's a skill you learn.
Hmm. I will make sure to keep in contact with the other party members and probably go out drinking with Bert's character.
I may actually join you.
All right. Well, that will, if that's all y'all want to do, anything else?
No, that's good.
That's okay. Good.
Yep. You guys are going to leave Fairbanks and...
well, the heat wave went away, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Do
people look even more mopey now that the warmth has gone away?
No, they actually look better, you know, much, much happier, as if a great weight has been lifted from their shoulders.
Ah, good.
All right, well, if this was going to be a continuing campaign, I'd bother to do things, but no, it's not. So, for the GM wrap-up, Miss Allie and Mr. Grimm, both of you will get offers. You will get paid in full, and you will get offers to join the machine. And
can I have a little sub scene real quick before you?
Yeah, sure.
As they're all boarding the aircrafts to go away, you know, waving everybody off on the tarmac. As the aircraft gets in the air, I pull out the detonation device, think twice, and say, "Nah, they might be useful later." Put down the antenna.
Okay, what is the machine? Dead silence.
It's a man. A very old man.
Oh, what the hell. I'll take the offer.
Yeah, so will I.
Oh, good. Because this was one of those offers that did not allow it rejection. So, congratulations!
They have a dental plan. How can I refuse?
Yes, exactly. And they even have the world is going to end plan. It is called you guys. Congratulations. Way to become the A-team overnight. So you will be, everyone will be rewarded appropriately, and the world did not end. Huzzah! see, I told you y'all would get through this in a one shot.
Alright, that was very fun.
That was fun.
Yes. We made some astoundingly good rolls when necessary there.
The one thing I will say about it was two things. First, thinking back, I should probably have used a pre-gen, simply because the way I built my character was completely inappropriate for this game. So I should probably have gone with a pre-gen.
Well, that's kind
and
of
second,
the point.
Some of it felt closer to Pulp Thulu, especially in the especially when everything went a bit weird. It felt a bit more Pulp Thulu rather than Dresden Files.
It's a weirder side of life than I would.
Yeah. It was fun. It's
definitely there, but it's never really explored. Yeah. How big books?
Yep. Well, the outer void guys that touched on a little.
Well, considering I got the first look at the rule book 26 hours ago, I'm pretty happy with my character.
Yeah, no, actually, it filled a much needed niche.
The one who knows stuff.
Yeah. Yep. If Sharon, if you ever want to run a one shot or such, now that you have the Dresden Files book, love to. Really like the Dresden stuff.
Have you read any of the Dresden Files books?
No, I haven't read the books. I'm thinking of getting them, but I've seen a TV show.
Oh, yeah. I like the TV show.
Yeah, it is different. The books are much different than the show, but it's still I thought it was a pretty good rendition. It could have been much worse.
Yeah. The one thing is, I think, when I read the books, I'm the sort of person who pictures the either cartoon or movie version of the events in the book in my mind while I'm reading it. But because I already watched the series after I'd read, book two, and then I'm carrying on, some of the art in the RPG I like a lot better than some of the actors, how they look in the actual series. But, for example, Bob, I really like how he turned out in the series. So when I'm imagining it, I have this weird amalgamation of cartoon and live action playing out these scenes in my head. It's very strange.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. The books are good. The stuff that we touched on here is only touched on peripherally, as a side note in the books. And, they get better. I thought the last one was one of the best books I've ever read.
Oh yeah, that is true, Sharon. If give it more than the first three books, okay? Because the first three books were written near the beginning of his career, and they're very much just kind of brain candy. There's not a lot of depth there, but it gets much better as the series goes on.
Okay.
I mean, they're not bad. The first three aren't bad, but it kind of feels like a Buffy sort of, because he's a wisecracking kind of guy, so it feels a lot like a Buffy episode, but it does, it just really develops into something much more.
As long as they don't sing.
And one thing I will say, once you get to, because I'm just getting through, Summer Night. Mm-hmm. Once you get to that book and you start getting some of the more complex politics and stuff involved, read each chapter. If you don't understand it, try reading the chapter again, because I found I have to do that, and I tried just trudging through it, and then I got completely confused. So make sure you understand what's going on before continuing once you get to book four, I believe.
Okay, noted.
A very good game, Nick. I do appreciate you running.
I think he's not in the call.
Oh, did he go already?
Oh, no, he's back.
Oh, there he is.
Yay!
Yeah, I said, thanks for the game, Nick. It was very good. I do appreciate it.
No problem.
Lots of fun.
Tip my hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I'm looking forward to playing with y'all Saturday. And, oh, yeah, Bert, Marcus wanted me to mention this to you. The game on the 10th, you might want to know who's not coming.
Oh.
Yeah,
me. I haven't signed up for it myself, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, no. Marcus says he's not coming. I don't know what.
Oh, he said he wanted the 10th. That's what I put down.
Let me double check that and make sure I'm not making a fool of myself.
Is there a game tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? An SSM?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, the addition to the calendar was a little late this week.
Yeah, I didn't put it up until just a day ago or so.
Although, because me and Gilt reminded you, it was the incredibly rare occasion that we were the first to sign up, and we managed to sign up before Nick and Jameis.
Yep. Go ahead and add yourself, Sharon. I will work things out. We've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 now, but it's all right. You can add yourself.
Okay.